tell me the story.
There once was a boy who decided to go shopping in the grocery store. So he decided to go on Sunday morning. When he came to the edge of one aisle, he saw a display of cookies. He felt a little hungry, so he wanted to buy some. Then he said, "I think I'll take this box of chocolate chip cookies, my favorite." So he took the box of chocolate chip cookies from the bottom. Just then, when he took that box, the whole shelf fell over. The storekeeper was angry, so the little boy decided not to go shopping. The end.
Thank you. Okay, ready?
One day at the park, there was a baby dog who was making a sandcastle. Just then, a bunny came along and said, "Can I help you?" The dog said, "Sure." They wanted to help build the biggest sandcastle in the world. So the rabbit was going to build it. So he got some sand in a pail and started digging. Just then, he decided that a shovel wasn't so slow after all. So he decided to dump it on the castle. So he did. But when he realized he had wrecked it, he was so embarrassed. The dog started to cry and rebuilt the sandcastle, but the rabbit just stood there and looked like he did nothing. The end. There once was a dog who was going on a picnic in the park, and then he saw a rabbit, so they decided to go together. When they unpacked the lunch, the rabbit was so hungry. But the dog wasn't. So the rabbit ate all the stuff. When the dog was eating, the bunny had already finished. The bunny had a terrible stomach ache while the dog was eating. The dog just stood there puzzled and said, "Are you okay?" And the rabbit said, "No, I feel like I'm gonna hurl." Just then the dog ran to the doctor who was standing right by the path. She said, "Excuse me, could you help my friend? Here, he has a stomachache." But the doctor said no, she had a patient who was waiting for her. But the dog really needed her, so she took the doctor and dragged them to the picnic. The doctor said, "I'll take your temperature now, and you'll feel much better." Just then, the bunny got up, and he felt queasy. Then the doctor and the bunny went home. They walked together back home. The end.
Thank you.
There once was a dog who was pulling a wagon with a balloon tied to it. Then he saw the bunny. Then they wanted to play with the balloon. The bunny wanted to touch the balloon because he thought it was cool, but the dog didn't really want him to. So the rabbit didn't care about what the dog said. So the rabbit untied the balloon, and the dog was beginning to get a little fed up. Just then, the balloon floated away, and they were trying to catch it, but they were too short. The dog was so angry at the rabbit. The rabbit just stared at the balloon, and he felt like he was getting a little scared because the dog was mad. Mm-hmm. Just then, they saw a balloon seller who had tons of balloons, and he just stood there, so the dog and the rabbit decided to go buy a new one. The rabbit said, "May I have a balloon, please, for my friend over there?" The man said, "Sure, but You'll have to pay for that, said the balloon. The rabbit looked through his pockets. Just then, a sign said, balloons, 5 cents. And he didn't have 5 cents. He and the rabbit and the dog looked at the balloon seller. They told him that they didn't have 5 cents. Just then, the bunny went to a lady who was standing nearby. He said, excuse me, do you have 5 cents? Because I need to buy a balloon for a friend. The rabbit looked puzzled, but the rabbit said, my friend needs one now because we don't have any change. The lady rabbit gave 5 cents for two balloons, and the bunny and the dog were jumping up and down in excitement. Then they both got balloons, and they hugged and they loved them real much. The end.
Okay.
Once there was a giraffe who was standing by a pool, and an elephant came with a swimsuit on and said, you want to play fetch? But they weren't so sure about playing near the pool. Just then, when the elephant blew it with her trunk, it fell in the pool. The giraffe jumped in and swam to get the ball. The giraffe came back with it in a minute and said, And the elephant said, oh, you got my balloon. Ball, thank you. Sometimes I get mixed up with the words. The giraffe felt pleased that he got the ball for her friend, but the elephant just stood there and smiled. The end. The giraffe and the elephant went to the pool because it was a hot summer day. They looked at the pool and they were excited. But the elephant said, hey, I'm going to go off the diving board. But she didn't read the sign, which said no running, so she ran anyway. Just then, the giraffe was catching up with her when she slipped and fell on her knee. She got a cut on her knee, and the giraffe went to get someone. A lifeguard came as quickly as possible and helped the elephant. The elephant thought it was going to sting, but it didn't. They put on the bandage, and it looked good as new. The lifeguard was disappointed, and the girl sat on the bench and said, hi, and the lifeguard was pointing at the no running sign. The end. Okay. The giraffe and the elephant went to play by the pool, and the giraffe got a new toy plane and said, you want to play with me? The elephant said, sure. The giraffe flew the plane first, but the elephant was so excited, she just grabbed it out of her hands. The giraffe said, my plane, give it back. I wasn't done my turn. But the elephant didn't care. She was just flying it around. Just then, she flew it too high, and it fell in the pool and started to sink. The giraffe was mad at the elephant, but the elephant just stood there puzzled. The lifeguard came right by the two girls, and one of the elephants said, I can explain. I did not do it. It was the giraffe. Just then, the giraffe said, she's lying. It was her. Then it came like it was a big argument, but the lifeguard said, cool it. Who dropped it in the pool? And the giraffe was pointing at the elephant. The lifeguard tried to catch it, but it was floating in the pool. The giraffe started to cry when the lifeguard said he could not reach it, and the elephant felt sorry. Just then, a lady elephant came with a net. She quickly got the plane with the net, and it came, and she pulled it to her. She said, "Here you go. Is this your airplane?" And the giraffe said, "Yes, thank you very much." The giraffe hugged her plane, but the elephant was happy. The end.